Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kwadri Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In this episode, the new Director of Tourism and Gaming at Namibia's Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism, Zebulon Chikalu, discusses the country's recovery strategy and their target of a diverse tourism source market. Namibia, which until 2 weeks ago had been on a lockdown, is optimistic domestic tourism will return and become a key component to their revival strategy.
So good afternoon, and I have Zebulon Chikalu, who is the Director of Tourism at the Ministry of Tourism, Environment and Forestry in Namibia, as my guest. Chikalu, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kojo. Thank you so much for reaching out.
And how are things? I know you recently joined the ministry. In fact, if you would like to, first of all, introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing now.
Thank you so much. My name is Zebulon Chikalu. I'm the Director of Tourism and Gaming in the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism. So really my responsibility is tourism planning, of course, policy and strategy set up for Namibia, a tourism industry and the sector.
Okay, good. Now, let's just get started. So Namibia held the Brown Africa Conference, you know, of course, in the midst of the pandemic, but it happened in Windhoek. And subsequently, we've seen the situation that unfortunately the pandemic had caused, you know, the country, not because of the conference, obviously, you know, it has to be stated, but the numbers went up and gradually it has reduced considerably. What is the situation right now, and how did tourists or people in the sector feel at the time? And you just stepping in from the private sector, give us a picture of how all came together at that time.
Thank you so much, Kojo. We definitely appreciated the opportunity hosting the regional brand Africa Conference for the swift recovery of the tourism sector. Namibia, as a country, and also specifically the tourism sector, welcomed the event. That event actually highlighted the importance of tourism and also the importance of planning for its recovery. It actually also highlighted Namibia as a tourist destination in terms of readiness with regard to the issues of COVID-19 regulations and the preparation and readiness of the entire tourism industry, really. So that was for us a highlight of the year for the industry and for the country. And we welcomed it, and both private and public sector, we really, you know, welcomed it. Yes, of course. So after that, we went into a very bad experience where the numbers in terms of COVID-19 infections rose up. But as we speak, they've gone down. I think we attributed that also with the variant. I think it was Delta variant, and also the winter, because it was the winter season. But as we speak now, I mean, slowly in spring going into summer, the numbers are down. And our effort now is getting tourism back again to increase the numbers. And how we are doing it, one is encouraging the population to definitely vaccinate. And two is also adjusting the necessary regulations so that then they are in harmony with the tourism, you know, recovery plan of the country. We are, you know, gearing up for much or aggressive promotion and marketing, you know, so that we allow movement of tourists, whether international or domestic tourism.
Okay, now, as you said, you know, you launched a tourism revival earlier on last year when, you know, this pandemic started, I think in June or in July. But the key thing I want to ask is that how did you manage it? Because everyone was expecting that you would have, you know, I mean, when you imposed or when you introduced the lockdown, you were going to shut your borders and tourism was still happening. And how did you manage that entire process with respect to your visitors at the same time having to manage the situation of the pandemic?
Thank you so much, Iswakojo, for the question. This is the support from the central government that we got from cabinet, of course, from His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Namibia, in which, and after seeing the effect or the negative effect of COVID, after we went through a curfew and total lockdown, and we realized that we needed to make what I call a special dispensation for tourism. And out of it, an initiative called Tourism, International Tourism Revival Initiative was born. And then a special dispensation, meaning allowing one tourist to come through, opening up the international border borders, so to speak, allowing them to come. Of course, we also launched what we call the national guidelines on tourism, you know, against COVID or to protect the tourists that are coming, the employees, that they call a tool guide, a toolkit to guide tourism and also establishment and every operator to comply to what are called strict measures or public health measures in terms of, you know, COVID-19. So what we're doing, we opened up the gate, the borders. Of course, we also allowed issuance of visas upon arrival for leisure travelers and business. And at the same time, we were also ready as a country and as an industry with the necessary measures in place to ensure that both our guests or tourists and employees and everyone else who uses the tourism services are protected against and contracting the COVID-19. So it was an initiative from government, support from central government, support from the private sector, of course, support from the various sectors as well in terms of Ministry of Health and the immigration and ourselves, the tourism, we then came together and said, tourism is a priority. We needed to do something and it was done. And since then we have been open for tourists, businesses or international tourist arrivals.
Okay. Now, as of now, what are the protocols and who can travel to Namibia? If you can just run us through.
Look, currently, we've just simplified the regulations. Is anybody who's, of course, fully vaccinated, if they are fully vaccinated, they can show the vaccination card. Tentatively, they can show the negative PCR test, COVID-19. That is at least or at most 72 hours, or it was taken at 72 hours upon embarkation time, at the time of embarking into a flight to come to Namibia. You know, it's valid. So when they arrive with that negative test, of course, they'll then be allowed to, to come through to into Namibia. And while they're in Namibia, of course, everyone else is required just to comply with the COVID-19 health regulations that are set out in the, for the public.
Okay. One area again that, was mentioned by the authorities in Namibia during the lockdown, obviously during the revival strategy, was to be able to push domestic and regional tourism. What is the state as of now? What numbers are you picking? Yes, I know you had the lockdown. So when you had the lockdown, movement was, a bit restricted. But in terms of the blueprint, what are you looking at?
Well, I think a few things. One is that now we've removed the restrictions. The country was divided in terms of regions or zones. We have now removed it where we can allow both international and domestic tourists or residents or citizens to travel across the country. That's one area. And after that, therefore, then the numbers are picking up in terms of tourism. Yes, slowly, gradually so. I don't have the figures, so to speak, now, but we have looked at September to March. International tourism, we only received over 60,000 tourists, very low. But as we speak now, the number should go up, and soon we'll get the statistics. But the atmosphere, the willingness, the demand has gradually has picked up, as we have seen in the last 2 weeks or so. So we are actually looking forward for probably, you know, a complete recovery, or let's say probably a 30% occupancy in the next probably 12 months, so to speak, depending again, you know, how the COVID issues goes. But as for now, really, there's a positive vibe because we have not call it relaxed, but we've adjusted the regulations to fit in or bring in a balance between health issues in terms of protecting our tourists and citizens, but also then protecting business and the livelihoods, you know, that depends on tourism business and any other business, you know, that needs people to survive. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, as a director who obviously interfaces between the private sector and, you know, the government, what are some of the, you know, if I may use a word, austerity measures or, you know, support that you give the private sector?
Well, there were, yeah, I think as a tourism sector, for example, now, as I speak, there is synergy between ourselves as a public sector or government and the private sector in terms of planning together. Starting from last year already, we've been planning together with the private sector. Okay, so as a country, it has extended relief packages to businesses in various forms, which has been announced, and companies have taken advantage of that in various sectors, of course. But for us as tourism, of course, government is also hurt in terms of its revenue. So therefore, we're unable to extend what I call financial relief. But in terms of support, they are getting support. One support is in terms of policies, regulations that we, you know, that we have adjusted to fit business or to allow the revival of business. And the last thing I want to mention is that we are now planning to participate in the World Dubai Expo 20 in Dubai, starting from October to January. The ministry is giving support to the sector, which is the tourism sector, in terms of helping to coordinate and ensuring that, you know, they showcase the, you know, their products offering, helping them to get the, whether they are materials or promotional materials, and also ensuring that the industry is so coordinated that Namibia is presented over there. And that we are doing as a private sector, you know, of course, together with the private sector as well. So there is a lot of support, policy support. We have done also an assessment, a micro economic impact assessment of COVID. And we've scheduled, as we speak tomorrow, to brief the private sector and the stakeholders of tourism as what is the effect of COVID-19 on the, you know, economics of tourism. We're going to share with them. And then out of it, we are now building what we are calling a recovery plan. Now that we know how was the effect, and then we are building the recovery plan. So this is how we are helping. One is intelligence in terms of what is really happening. Two, policy support and regulation support. And then three, now we are coordinating this major event where we need to be as a tourism sector or as a country in Dubai to showcase Namibia as a tourist destination.
Finally, I think maybe it's, I don't know what is, whether it's too early to, you know, to mention, but are you thinking of, you know, change your strategy with respect to your traditional source market?
Yeah. I think what we're going to run is almost like a parallel strategy. Of course, we may maintain we will have to maintain some source markets, right? Because they can get us going. But at the same time, we're going to look at new markets for sure. We're going to look at new markets. And that's why we are participating in the World Dubai Expo, looking at UAE market. We'll be looking at probably, you know, some others I can mention, maybe India, for example, or Asia, North America, and probably Scandinavia. Those are some of the markets. It's not a conclusive list, but we'll definitely look at other new source markets as well, you know, to support us or to bring us more business or more tourists.
Mr. Babalanji Kalu, thank you so much for your time.
You are most welcome, Kojo. Jola Denko.